Hey, how are you? Thank you for listening to The Value Investor. In this episode, I will continue to summarize chapters from the book, The Intelligent Investor, which is written by Benjamin Graham. If you haven't had the chance to, please check out my previous summaries on the book, The Intelligent Investor. I've already looked at the introduction, the biography, and chapter one of the book. Today on The Value Investor, we'll be taking a look at Chapter 2, The Investor and Inflation. Before we start discussing the chapter, The Investor versus Inflation, I just want to let you know that this chapter is shorter than the previous chapters, and so I included a couple of my own examples to really explain how inflation affects the investor. When we start by discussing what inflation is, Graham defines it as the shrinkage purchasing power of the dollar. The reason Benjamin Graham discusses inflation so early in the book is because usually investors overlook its importance. One area that people do not take into consideration of inflation is their salary. So let's say if you were making a salary of $30,000 and you were to receive a raise of 3% when the inflation rate is 6%. In the end of the year, your value of your salary of $30,000 would be the same as you receiving a 0% raise with only 3% inflation. However, most people would rather take a 3% raise with 6% inflation rate rather than taking a 0% raise with only 3% inflation. And this brings up this idea of the money illusion. Now, the money illusion is where we view our money in nominal dollar terms rather than seeing it in real terms. So this is why it's so important to measure of our investing success, not just based on the rate of return of our portfolio, but also how much money we keep after inflation. Now, we cannot say that there's any cause and effect between the investor and inflation, or vice versa. However, there is a correlation between the total return in common stocks versus the rate of inflation. When the inflation is moderate to low, the stock performs better when the inflation is high. And the reason why we can say that is because when the inflation is higher, during that time, businesses will use more money for account receivables, for inventory, and for its fixed assets to match the same amount of units it's produced for the previous year. Another thing to consider when the inflation is higher than usual is how should we look or interpret stocks to invest in? Here, one thing that you should avoid is putting the company's earning as your dominant variable. Now, usually on a normal basis, when the inflation isn't higher than normal, we would look to the company's earnings to really understand if it's a good business to buy. But when there's a high inflation, you should avoid that. We can also avoid pitfalls by investing in companies that focus on generating new products for its customers rather than consuming cash or keeping cash. A company like Microsoft or Facebook, they're constantly looking for ways to invest their money into infrastructure or look at buying other businesses. That way they can make the user experience for its customers better and create new products for its customers. And so that's another area that you want to avoid when we're investing during times of high inflation. Most importantly, I think Benjamin Graham wanted us to get out of this chapter was that inflation shouldn't be overlooked. There's several reasons why it's usually overlooked, but try to avoid that. Because there is no solution to inflation. However, one thing that you can do when investing in company in times of inflation is really look at which company is making the best decisions for the next day or even for the next year or for the next 10 years. You don't want to look at a company that's making decisions on the past or the present, but for the future. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed the summary for chapter 2, The Investor versus Inflation. I will continue to make more summaries throughout next week, and can't wait to see you for the next podcast.